cure.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, coming at you live on GTNLive.com. I've got health freedom. We got nullification happening. Yes, we've got essential fats happening. Stuart Thompson will join me. If you want to know about the forms, the best forms of essential fats, this hour is your hour. I've got a great segment on the essential fat update. Also, I just added through Facebook, a friend on Facebook said, hey, I got my buddy's sister's got staph infection. I cannot tell you how many calls I get. I can't even get through them all on staph infection and methicillin-resistant staphylococcus aureus. So stay with me this hour. We're going to get to that as well. But Obamacare's repeal, is it on tap? Is it going to happen? We heard some audio last hour from John Lewis and Sheila Jackson Lee. I've got a little bit more of that we want to go into. And I want to talk about health care. Health care, is it a right? And we'll hear from my dear friend Scott Kennedy with the Whole Food Update. He's also a sponsor of the Nullify Now Tour, the one particularly in Phoenix next week we're going to be at. Phoenix, Arizona, January 29th. In Phoenix, nullifynow.com. You can check it out. I have it linked up at robertscottbell.com as well. And you want to see how we're going to nullify not only Obamacare, but all these unconstitutional anti-freedom encroachments on the right to life, liberty, and property. The pursuit of happiness, as John Lewis says, oh, the pursuit of happiness means I should have health care. You should have health care. But only if it's approved by the government. Only if it's petrochemical. Only if it's sanctioned by a licensed representative of the state, that be it a medical doctor or otherwise. And only if the FDA says it's okay. Never mind that the Fear and Death Administration supports, sanctions, authorizes medicines that are killing hundreds of thousands of Americans every year. That's okay. That's okay. And we talked last hour about the fact that now we know the flu shot, the seasonal flu shot, including the H1N1 that they wanted to throw in there, oh no, is causing seizure disorders in little children. Little children. You know, and I was talking to a friend in the broadcast media about the danger of international terrorism or Islamic terrorism, and I think that that danger is not as bad as the danger coming from modern medicine. And the reason why I said that, with a terrorist, at least you know what their intentions are. You are under no illusion that they're here to help you and be your friend. But here, FDA-sanctioned medicine and medical doctors are coming to you under the guise that they're here to help you protect from disease, help your children not to get ill. And yet, all that they are doing, by and large, FDA-approved, is causing damage and, in many cases, death. Over $2 billion paid out under the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act since its passage in the 1980s. $2 billion with a B. That's not a lot of money anymore. But at a time it was, which is indicative of the great danger of the vaccine industrial complex. And the fact that they attacked Dr. Andrew Wakefield. You've heard that. We've had him on this program. But now they're going to have to backtrack a little because there is word that other researchers are verifying what he has found. And we'll go to that as well. But I wanted to talk about the health care issue. Is health care a right? Do you think it's a right? If you think it is or if you think it isn't, I might want to hear from you this hour. I'm going to open up the phones for you at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you think health care is a right, why? Because as I said last hour, I don't believe it is. It can't be, in fact. Why do I say that? Because there is no right that you have by your birthright that in order to exercise it, you have to violate the rights of others. And I know that's a concept that most on the left don't get anymore. Used to be they were protective of people's rights, but with health care they're saying, oh no, we must have it because people's rights are being violated because they don't have health care. Never mind that health care is not drugs. Health care is not even necessarily surgery, although acute trauma interventions can be very life-saving, and I acknowledge and recognize that. Is Obamacare constitutional? And Representative John Lewis, does he believe so? Does the preamble to the Constitution provide free health care for all? And what exactly is the pursuit of happiness, if not the ability to steal from your neighbor to buy stuff you claim you need? That's right. That's right. And John Lewis said it. We had it on last hour about his belief of the preamble of the Constitution. But I'd like to hear from John Lewis again here. And he talks about the 14th Amendment. This is pretty amazing, too. Let's see. Do we have that? Well, let's see. Clip 3, clip 4. Let's try clip 4.
Go to the 14th Amendment. It's equal protection under the law. And we have not repealed the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, the 14th Amendment. So this is an argument that they're saying equal protection under the law demands that we must have people forced to buy insurance. Of course, in another clip I played last hour, John Lewis acknowledged that was a state issue, but it didn't bother him at all. There's a cognitive dissonance that cannot be greater than those in Congress that they have in that regard. The 14th Amendment, okay, equal protection of the law. That means everybody's treated the same. Yet under Obamacare, is that the case? Because the House of Representatives, Republican control, now voted to repeal it. It's not going to be repealed in the Senate. We know that. Obama's not going to sign a repeal. He would veto it. But is it constitutional? Is it morally right to force everybody to buy into a system that may be the most dangerous system of medicine ever created? Allopathic, modern, pharmaceutical, pseudoscientific-based medicine. Killing upwards of 784,000 Americans every year. And then you have the other thing, is that Big Pharma is also now producing a lot of synthetic vitamins. Which is why I like to have my dear friend Scott Kennedy to remind us that a vitamin is not synthetic. It should not be. Whole food is the way to go. And that's why I use the sea veg in my family and for people around me when they call for help. What do I do? How do I counteract the damage of modern medicine and modern big agribusiness? Right? Is healthcare right? How's the 14th Amendment working for you, John? John Lewis and Sheila Jackson Lee. Equal protection under the law. McDonald's and other multinational corporations don't have to participate. They got waivers for Obamacare. How about the Amish, John Lewis? Are they more special than you and me and everybody else and other religious sects that also do not have to participate in Obamacare? What's wrong with Christian and Jewish people? Or Muslim people, for that matter? Do they have to participate? Are they hosed? Are they screwed? They have to buy this insurance now. The other thing about buying health insurance as opposed to buying car insurance is, of course, registering your car because you don't really own it. If you register something with the government on any level, you are acknowledging that you do not own it. I'm sorry, that's a fact. You don't register things that you own that are you. But then again, now they've caused all humans to become registered. By virtue of accepting a birth certificate, you are now registered. You are now subject to the jurisdiction of an out-of-control federal government now believes it is your creator, replacing God. That is what has happened here. And so you could register your car, and then they say the federal government, or the states in this case, state government, says, hey, you register it. In order to operate it, you now have to have this insurance. Okay? You registered your car. But registering your body, your person, yourself, soul itself, that is the only way they can do it. John Lewis is looking at you as a subject, subservient to the federal government that now must be registered, and therefore we tell you what you can do with your body. You now must buy into this insurance pool, a product that you may not even believe in nor ever want to use, and that may in fact kill you. But you're required to do it because it's the responsible thing to do. Even Bill Maher, who knows better about Big Pharma. He actually is good on Big Pharma. He knows the danger. But he's an idiot when it comes to this. He says, yes, we should all have insurance. Completely disconnects because he's smoking so much weed. And, of course, at that point, you lose all sense of reality. At least certainly he has. And the fact that we do not suffer from a lack of drugs any more than we suffer from a lack of vaccines. We've got too many of both. And the body doesn't need that to be healthy. Health comes from the fact that we do that which our Creator set out for us to do. Care for our bodies. Everything. And Gloria Gilbert, my guest last hour, Dr. She was brilliant. Said, if Grandma and Grandpa don't know what it is, it's not food. If they can't pronounce it, it's not food. If they don't recognize it, it's not food. You got to go back in history before they're gone from the planet to remember what it was. Food. Not synthetic toxic chemicals from a set and then endorsed by the federal government, state government. So the concept of registration, very important here to understand. You register your car because you don't own it. You don't own it. Even if you paid it off, they're holding title. You get a certificate of title. That is not evidence of ownership any more than you can buy, as they say, real estate, not property. Whole different ballgame. Because you pay taxes on that. Even if you paid off the property, unless you hold that title in Allodium. Again, another topic for another day. But as we expand the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'll be able to get into a lot more things that can hopefully get you back to where you need to be so that you're no longer a slave to big pharma, big government, and the big media that lies to you every day, every night, just to keep you a good little consumer. As Obama says, no, you must spend more. Just like George Bush before him, after 9/11. Just be good little Americans, good little citizens. Go out there and buy. With what money? The money that Ben Bernanke is sending out via helicopter all over planet Earth to debase the currency so that they can monetize the debt and pay it off and enslave you, your children, and grandchildren yet to be born. That is the new America? That's not the America we're talking about. Restoring the Republic here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Robert Scott Bell in the house. We've got Scott Kennedy coming up with a whole food update. More on the vaccine issue. And Andrew Wakefield as well when we come back. And an essential fat update as well. Stay with me. Coming right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pumpouts and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Oh, thank God. I'll be going to 6 days a week. Boy, I think I did in one segment there what I could, well, I don't know if other hosts can do it in 6 days, but hey, well, we'll try. Robert Scott Bell Show, you are listening to it right now. Go to robertscottbell.com. We've got expansion news. We'll be talking about the Nullify Now tour as well. We've got an essential fat update with Stuart Tomp coming up. And I will get to the staph infection. Those of you worried about staph infections, sometime this hour I will talk to you about ways to deal with that. And one of my favorite ways to counteract all the damage, the oxidative stress from modern living and reliance on drugs, big pharma, synthetic stuff, even synthetic vitamins, all of that, is to use the sea veg that my family uses, that my dear friend Scott Kennedy talks about and has brought to this audience, and I'm so grateful for it. Also, sponsoring me to be at the Nullify Now tour in Phoenix, January 29th, we have three sets of VIP tickets that I can give away. If you want to call up and claim them, that they're in Phoenix next week, in fact, I'll give you that phone number in a bit. But you also have the ability, if you're listening, you've got chime in on Facebook or Twitter me, tweet me, whatever they say, and we'll get you set up, get you hooked up. Right now, Scott Kennedy joins me on the Robert Scott Bell Show, talking health, freedom, and healing, counteracting all the nonsense of Obamacare and federalization of disease care, all that stuff. Scott, thanks. Welcome back.
Robert, thanks for having me. And, you know, my last name is Kennedy, but in case anybody's wondering, I'm not one of those Massachusetts Kennedys. I'm a Lincoln Republican, and he was against slavery, and I'm against slavery, just like you are. The slavery that puts us under the tyranny of a government or a healthcare system that says this is how you're going to get medicine, this is how you're going to get healthy. As far as I'm concerned, this government and the multinational corporations that run it are constantly misinforming the public. It's either misinformation or disinformation, but it's Hitler-like, Goebbels-like propaganda that teaches us something and our children. And then the parents teach the children. Now, a long time ago, I learned that propaganda was going on. And God, you know, God forbid, both my parents were college educated, both health majors in college, both phys ed majors, and were products of the complete pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, until they saw me on TV pitching seaweed, they had no idea. They didn't even listen to me for 20 years, and then all of a sudden they saw me on television. So, you know, I know what disinformation is, and I know what propaganda is, but your show, there's no show like it. I mean, you have so much information that you get put out there, and all it calls for is for your listeners to discern the truth, and they have to be healthy to do that. And so you have, you know, Dr. Gloria Gilbert that you had on there. I was just enjoying listening to her telling people how they can get healthy and how they can eat right. So, you know, it's just an honor to be on your show, as always.
Well, I appreciate the support. You know that. Also, you know, one of the issues with Obamacare and universal health care, all these things, people saying health care is a right. And, of course, the whole idea of pre-existing conditions is brought up. I mean, how cruel it is to be denied coverage for pre-existing conditions. Yet people don't realize what the vast majority of pre-existing conditions are. They're basically chronic diseases of environmental toxicity and nutritional deficiency, none of which is addressed in Obamacare or any form of government health care. In fact, what they do is try to deny the truth and the facts about the fact that most people are suffering from what I just said, environmental toxicity and nutritional deficiency.
Unbelievable. Robert, I wish I could say it that well. I'm getting chills just listening to you. You're absolutely right. They never talked about whether the health care works. They just talked about who's going to pay for it. And you're right. The big hook is, my pre-existing ailments will be able to get into Obamacare. That's a hook. That's a hook to get you in. And once you're in, it's universal. Wherever you go, you can get your care. And so you're going to have a smart card. And that smart card's going to have all your medical information on it so you can move from city to city, and you have to have a smart card so you can get your care. And that smart card now is the mark of the beast. As far as I'm concerned, the health care thing had to happen. But, you know, the terrorism isn't over in the East. It's right here in our country, and it's under the bed. It's the boogeyman, and it's right in our own home. It's right on our televisions, and I just really appreciate your show because it allows people the right to think freely and think differently than all the other media out there.
Well, and Scott, you know, all of that terrorism that we have domestically, it's approved by the government. It's approved by the FDA. The fact that they're damaging children with these vaccines, now they're finding seizure disorders from the flu shot, but they're approved.
You know, SIDS, you know, we talk about autism, but we don't talk about SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. I mean, you know, we believe, and I believe, that sudden infant death syndrome comes from the mercury that it was in to preserve these vaccinations. And I would not allow my son to be vaccinated. He was born on the couch, came into my arms. His mother was on seaweed for 5 years, and he's the healthiest boy in his class at 10 years old. But there's no way that the SIDS is not connected to these vaccinations. Children don't just die automatically or suddenly unless they've got some kind of monkey virus with mercury-laden preservatives in it. So it's more than just the autism. It's pretty much everything. And the kids should never be vaccinated until they're later in life. And so all it is an indoctrination into that system. And, you know, pharmacy means sorcery, and it's a government-based sorcery system to keep you dull and to keep you down. And if you eat seaweed every day like the Asians do, you're going to be smarter and you're going to be healthier than everybody in your own area or in your family, but get your whole family on it. And that's why I do this. I import seaweed so I can be healthy and beat the system.
Well, yeah, exactly. But you're, you know, teaching others, just as we are here, that there is a way to undo the damage. And it's a big part of my life to be able to utilize this. It's a big part of my recovery initially all those years ago. We've talked about that. And, you know, it's so basic, it's so simple that even in the natural products industry, they overlook it, which is a shame, but it's changing because it's all coming back to the basics, which was what we cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week. And this is why I ask people, is health care a right? Okay. Is what the government is producing health care? No, it's not in both cases, because you do not have the right to steal from your neighbor in order to buy the drug that you think you need. That violates the, you know, one of the fundamental Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. I wonder if John Lewis ever read those. Yet he says it's a right. Now, they don't get to the heart of the matter like we do here, and the fact that we can help people to get well, and that should there be emergencies, traumas, unexpected injuries, that is a legitimate role for insurance, not to pay for these so-called pre-existing chronic diseases with drugs that ultimately worsen the condition of deficiency and create other diseases, including cancer.
You know, there's no question, Robert, that the responsibility lies on your listeners to, if they're not going to join the system, and I'm never going to join a healthcare system, whether it's mandatory or not. I haven't had healthcare since 93. I had my healthcare license then. I've been on the inside of an HMO. I know how it works. And so I knew that if I'm not going to have health care, I'm going to have to take care of myself. I'm going to have to educate myself, take care of my children, and knowledge is power. And so that's what I've done. But, yes, if you want to be a child of the state, then that's what you're going to be. And, you know, these drive-through pharmacy lines, you know, I mean, somebody's in there. And a lot of times it's the people who are going to church on Sunday, they head to the pharmacy right afterwards. You know, we have a God-given right to be healthy, and God heals his creation with his creation.
Right, but, you know, the idea of the right to be healthy, again, I must reiterate, doesn't mean you get to the point of a government gun to steal from your neighbor so you can do what you think or what they've indoctrinated you to believe is health care when it's not. It's disease management. It's monopoly. It really is a violation of your fundamental right to be free, and that is what we endorse and support here. I've got another segment with Scott Kennedy. We'll talk more about the damage from vaccines and how to counteract it. I've got the staph infection issue as well. And, of course, the Essential Fat Update with Stuart Tomp and Nullify Now. Stay with me. Coming right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, so Seth writes off the Facebook here, are there any protocols to help for a friend with staph infection? Now, I want to hit that right now. In fact, the homeopathic medicine, whenever you're dealing with staph, is Heper Sulfur Calcarea. It's Latin. I know it's crazy. People don't learn Latin anymore, but H-E-P-A-R. I've talked about it before. Long-time listeners know this. H-E-P-A-R, sulfur, just like sulfur. Heper Sulfurs or Heper Sulfur Calcarea, homeopathic medicine. Hit it. Hit it hard. Keep going. Orally, that's it. Now, from the standpoint of direct intervention with a staph infection, whether it be MRSA or not, silver hydrosol, in my mind, the active state of silver, there is no resistance coming from either form, the staph or MRSA infection. So you utilize it orally, at least a teaspoon an hour as an adult, and locally, in a liquid or gel form, apply it, as well as I mentioned, the homeopathic Heper Sulfur It is very, it's very safe to do, and it is very directed against the activity of the microorganism, in this case the Staphylococcus aureus, in either form. And that's how we counteract it. But, of course, we also need the nutrients that are critical for all function, which is why I start with the sea veg. And that is why I have Scott Kennedy on board here with the Whole Food Nutrition Update. And how do you discern the difference between the synthetic stuff out there and the real whole foods?
Robert, I mean, that's some good stuff, and that's a good question. And, you know, I wanted to touch on the discernment, and your show brings that to people. You know, to discriminate is to know black from white, up from down, in from out, good from evil. But that discrimination is like Republican, Democrat. It keeps us on one side or the other. But discernment is really what your show brings, and that's where knowledge comes in. The discernment tells us how black, how white. It exposes the gray areas. We can see that there's corruption on both sides of the fence. So in my industry, the vitamin and the health industry, there's charlatans out there. There's people that are lying to people. They're making synthetics in the name of vitamins, and they're putting liquids in bottles, which are the highest grossing profit margin supplements in the history of our industry, are when you put an eyedropper of some berry from a forest somewhere into a, you know, 32-ounce bottle of water. I mean, water's cheap. And so discernment is really what's important, and the discernment comes with health. It's also a biblical term for a gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, exactly. And discrimination, rightful discrimination, is appropriate and important for survival itself. We're not talking about indiscriminate discrimination, but that which is you discern with that which is healthy for you, that which is good for you, that which is a danger to you all the time. And this is what we use for survival. But for too many of us, too long, we've dropped that level of discernment when it comes to the care of our health, and we've allowed the pharmaceutical industry and its representative minions, whether they be doctors or from FDA or even CDC, to dictate to us, and we've abandoned all ability to think clearly and act appropriately. And, Scott, that's why I appreciate so much what you're doing to help get this information out there. And, of course, again, your sponsorship to go to the Nullify Now tour, because taking the health message out to those who love liberty, they may not know about their own personal constitution. You may be talking about the nation's constitution, but we also have to bring it back home, because we each have a constitution. We each need to do the right thing to support that constitution so that we can think clearly, see through the lies, and act appropriately when we have the energy to do so. But we have to have the nutrition in the body to be able to react appropriately.
Robert, you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to be healthy, and eating right, shopping right, and living right, and exercising and all that. I got to tell you, I can't get all that done. You know, I'm a parent. A lot of your listeners, they work 9 to 5. They're raising children. They're trying to be healthy, and they're trying to eat on the run. And you know what's on the corners. Our supplement is just a way that it's the most powerful food supplement in the world today. And, you know, I just do it because it's consistent with how I want to be healthy. I want to take the real pill. I don't want to take the pill that the government gives me.
Yeah. Now, what's the phone number, those that want to call you?
Well, you know, we give you a free shipping all the time, RSB, and the coupon code 800-893-8344. That's 893-VEG. With 2 G's, and RSB gives them free shipping on anything.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott Kennedy. We'll see you in Phoenix next week, and we got an essential fat update. What is the right form of essential fats for you and your family? We're going to find out with Stuart Tonk and Nordic Naturals coming up right after the break.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperSeaVeg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back once again on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's time for the Essential Fat Update, sponsored by my dear friends at Nordic Naturals and my dear friend here, Stuart Tompkins, is back with me to sort out the mess in regards to a lot of the marketing hype and claims about essential fats, omega-3s, DHA, EPA. And, you know, one of the biggest things, Stuart, is the form again. We come back to, is it best to have it extracted with carbon dioxide, CO2? It's really high tech. Or how about the krill oil? We don't want to stay away from the salmon, but go here. No. So how do we sort out this with real science like you like to do?
I want everyone listening to go grab your bottle of fish oil during this segment. Go grab your bottle of fish oil. I want you to look at the supplement panel on the back. Add up the amount of EPA and DHA, and then look at the cost of the supplement. Then I want you to ask yourself, do you like taking it every day? Do you like the taste and the experience of the fish, whether it's an oil or a capsule? Now, one of the great things about Nordic Naturals is it has no fishy taste or repeat, so that helps to ensure compliance.
Yes.
It's a great value. You're getting a very high dose of EPA and DHA. My concern is when I hear a marketing message like CO2 extraction is an ideal delivery system, that it's better than molecularly distilled fish oils, I want to scream at the top of my lungs, well, which scientific journal is that published in?
Oh, you're such a nitpicker. Science, yeah, of course. That's the point of all of this. Having it validated is very real, and that's what you do so well, Stuart, and the friends at Nordic do as well. And we've talked before on these essential fat updates about bare minimum 500 milligrams, but we'd like to see people on 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined a day.
And so I'm always trying to get to the truth. I'm trying to get down to the bottom. I'm trying to get to business and to find out what's really going on with fish oil marketing and hype. And what I've learned over the years is the tissue is the issue. If you eat tons of fish, you're going to get enough EPA and DHA in your tissue. If you take tons of cod liver oil, you're going to get enough in your tissues. But if you believe a marketing shtick that somehow a different mode of extraction somehow increases the EPA and DHA and its absorption into the human body, and there's no scientific evidence to support that. So here's how I really got to the bottom of this. the last day of my before my vacation, my boss called me and said, I know that Saturday there's another day of this lipid conference. You've worked so hard, Stuart. If you just don't want to go in Saturday morning to the conference, I understand. Your vacation starts Friday. Have a great time off.
Nice,
but
boss.
I couldn't
we love
stop
her.
Myself.
No. If it's, there's more science to be had, you're going to have it.
So here's the thing. I went to a giant lipid manufacturing conference recently, and I met the lead scientist from the factory in Germany that makes the CO2 extracted fish oils for all of the companies that are selling it. It all comes from one place. And I have the PowerPoint presentation right in front of me as we're reporting this. And the entire marketing message that somehow it's better because they don't use any kind of heat is factually inaccurate. Robert, what I discovered was in order to CO2 extract a fish oil, first you have to molecularly distill it. You've got to cook the fish, press, remove the water and the solids from the oil. You've got to clean it like everyone else does. You've got to molecularly distill it. And then you can go on and concentrate it further with CO2 extraction. Now, this shocked me. I just sat there. I walked up to the scientist. I said, listen, Dr. Peter, I said, let me understand this correctly. You're telling me that you buy fish oils that are already molecularly distilled from who knows where,
yeah,
and then you concentrate them further, so your fish oils really are not that different, although you are using this other technology. So I want everybody to realize that, look, I like a free market. I
yes.
like that people can make claims.
Yeah.
I just don't want them to be inaccurate claims.
Well, and also to have to spend more than you need per milligram of fish oil.
That's the thing. If you look at it, some of those CO2 extracted fish oils are a fortune. And I have to say this, I believe that they're not worth the investment because there is no evidence. It's like the krill oil.
Yeah, tell
when
me about that.
Somebody's telling me that it's so much better than fish oil, and there was a national advertising division slapdown. The long arm of the law came in, and the Council for Responsible Nutrition told the krill manufacturers, stop it. You cannot prove that your krill oil is any better than fish oil. In fact, the Consumer Lab report that just came out failed one of the major krill manufacturers.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. That's why I stick with my Nordic Naturals, the Nordic family that I am, my kids are. Stuart, always a pleasure with the Essential Fat Update. How do they learn more?
NordicNaturals.com, NordicNaturals.com.
All right, and there's a special place you can ask for some free samples as well, and you can link through at RobertScottBell.com. Thank you, Stuart. Thank you to Nordic Naturals. More Essential Fat Updates to come.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat. Excellent for building.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Welcome back. Final segment this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. Also, big news, if you haven't heard already. The Robert Scott Bell Show is growing. In addition to the anchor point that we have here with GCN Live every week, and I'm grateful for that to all my listeners all over the world, up there in Alaska, around the United States, and online. We are now going February 1st, launching noon to 2 Eastern Time. The Robert Scott Bell Show will be daily for 2 hours. That's right, Monday through Friday. Those of you who want to know more, you can go to robertscottbell.com. I'll have some info up there. Also at naturalnews.com, there's a link you'll see up there for the newsletter, as well as signing up for a specific newsletter that will be growing out of the new advancement and expansion of this show. And you can just check that out at naturalnews.com/Robert-Scott-Bell-Show.html. And the links are right there. Those of you who already get Natural News updates with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, you'll see it there. Very exciting stuff happening. I'm very grateful to all those who've been supporting this show over the years to grow into this. It's 11 years or more in the making, since 99 when I first hit the airwaves in Atlanta so many years ago. And, again, grateful for the option and opportunity to bring health, freedom, and healing to those that need it the most, and for you to do the same in your own way. Because everybody, honestly, God's honest truth, is a healer in their own right. It isn't necessarily that everybody heals cancer or heart disease. You know, it's like there are little ways that we can heal. The simple act of doing something kind for somebody else. The simple act of removing yourself from being subjugated to the federal government is awakening the spirit of freedom again in this country. And I would argue that it might be better to do it in orderly fashion, not wait for a collapse, but I realize that a lot of people are insisting to remain in an infantile state of adulthood. That is adulthood, that people behaving like children, putting their fingers in their ears, covering their eyes. I don't want to know the truth. Don't tell me what's happening. That's why I will focus on preparation, things you can do to care for yourself, to be ready. And I hope if you haven't already started working the soil to plant your Liberty Garden, that's another thing I'd like to see everybody doing, even if it's on a windowsill, some way to gain some food independence. It's going to be very important. You want to talk about a declaration of independence? This is it, the revitalization of the American Republic. And if it has to happen through the crumbling of the old ways, because we've lost our real old ways, that love of liberty, it'll happen whatever way it needs to happen. We hope that it's a peaceful way. This is what I've advocated and continue to advocate for. Nullification is another aspect of that peaceful means by which we can remove those obstacles to health, freedom, and healing. And Nullification, the book by Tom Woods, if you have not read it yet, tomwoods.com, pick it up. We'll be talking about it next Saturday at Nullify Now Phoenix, nullifynow.com in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks to Scott Kennedy and Pharmacy for helping to support us to do that. And there'll be a lot of great guests. We had Charles Goyette on last week. We've got Gary Johnson, governor of New Mexico, former governor. Sheriff Mack will be there. Lots of good people. And, you know, this is a nonviolent means by which we can reduce the power of the federal government. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. You would argue it's not a good thing. Go ahead, try. Look at all the people that are being slaughtered by FDA-approved medication every year and tell me it's not a good thing to reduce their power, their scope, their reach. I know they don't like it because corporations, multinationals, don't like having to compete in the free market. And all we're advocating for here is freedom. And unfortunately, our federal government now suspects anybody that advocates for freedom and constitutionally limited government, they think we're the danger. Simply because we wish to be free. Imagine that. Freedom-loving people all over America, maybe around the world, are the enemies to government. Of course, to big government. Not constitutionally limited government, if we'd ever go back to that state. But the concept of nullification is simply the 10th Amendment. Those powers not delegated to federal government are reserved to the states or the people, respectively. Very simple. And states are starting to, you know, issue 10th Amendment proclamations, nullifying Obamacare, prohibiting the enforcement of Obamacare, and the federal government. What are they going to do? You're going to hear the media screaming and crying, racism, neo-confederatism, whatever they can, to kind of try and throw you off your game and recognizing the truth. But just like moms and dads that have woken up and see the truth of the danger of vaccination and the fact that the studies are supporting what Andrew Wakefield has found out, that in fact it's causing gastrointestinal diseases leading to the autism spectrum, you now see through the truth. You cannot be swayed by propaganda, by Goebbels-like propaganda coming from the FDA, the CDC, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and the media that it has bought in favor for. Just listen. How many commercials do you listen and see through the regular media? They can't bite the hand that feeds it too badly. But they have to admit here with the flu shot causing gut damage and seizure disorders that they can't put the syringe back in the cookie jar, whatever they're going to call it. They can't do it. You have woken up, and it's too late. They've already lost, but that means freedom is winning. Health freedom is winning. And it isn't with great joy that I say, oh, you lose, we win. No, it isn't about that. It's about everybody winning, whether they believe it or not, in fact, when we have more freedom. And the study that's confirming Andrew Wakefield's work now causing quite a storm, Wake Forest University School of Medicine in North Carolina examining 275 with regressive autism and bowel disease. And of the 82 tested, 70 out of the 82 tested positive for the measles virus specific to the MMR or measles vaccine. That's right. Confirming what Dr. Wakefield has said, what I've seen over the years as well. That's what we're talking about here. Legitimate science, not corrupted by pharmaceutical interests, will find and show you, if you have not yet been convinced, that vaccines are a great danger, they're an abomination, and the fact is stimulating production of an antibody artificially is not sufficient to prevent you from any disease. If it were the case, then children that got chickenpox as a child naturally would never get shingles as an adult because it's caused by the same virus that you have an antibody for. Antibodies are okay, don't get me wrong, but they're not sufficient to protect you fully. Nullifynow.com, check it out through robertscottbell.com. I've got three sets of VIP tickets. Didn't have time to take calls on it, but if you go to my Facebook page, you'll find me on Facebook. Friend me if you haven't already. And if you're in the Phoenix, Arizona area or are going to be next Saturday, January 29th, put in a request. The first three requests will get two VIP tickets to sit really up front and personal for the great event coming up, nullifynow.com. Those of you once again joining me from the Savage Nation, thank you so much for being a part of the United States of Health Talk Radio. This is the place where health, freedom, and liberty lives in media and grows even more organically. Yes, that's right. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, punching it up, soon to be 6 days a week. Thank you for everybody listening. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.